Hey everyone, welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm Skylar Monroe, and if you're obsessed with the silicon that's powering our AI future, you're in the right place. Before we dive in, huge thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping clients seamlessly integrate AI into their workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's Akko, your go-to for silicon development consulting. Today we're covering everything from GPU smuggling rings to spacebound data centers, plus NVIDIA's jaw-dropping claims about AI designing its own chips. Let's get into it. All right, let's start with a story that sounds like it's straight out of a spy thriller. The US has indicted three people in a second NVIDIA AI chip smuggling case, and this one's tied to Supermicro servers. Now, if you've been following the AI hardware space, you know that NVIDIA's high-end GPUs like the H100 are basically digital gold right now. We're talking about chips that can cost tens of thousands of dollars each and are absolutely critical for training large language models. The fact that we're seeing organized smuggling operations tells you just how valuable and scarce these chips are. Think of it like this. Imagine if suddenly every car manufacturer needed a specific type of rare engine, but there was only one company making them and they couldn't produce enough. You'd probably see people trying to smuggle those engines across borders, too. What's particularly interesting here is the Supermicro connection. Supermicro makes the server chassis that house these GPUs in data centers. So we're not just talking about individual chips being smuggled. We're talking about complete AI training systems. This suggests these aren't hobbyists trying to get their hands on a single GPU for their gaming rig. These are likely organizations trying to build serious AI compute infrastructure, possibly in regions where US export controls limit access to these chips. The geopolitical implications here are huge. The US government has been very clear that they consider AI compute capability a national security issue, which is why we have these export restrictions in the first place. When you see organized smuggling operations, it means those restrictions are having their intended effect. They're making it harder for certain countries or entities to access cutting-edge AI hardware. But it also shows that demand is so intense that people are willing to take serious legal risks to get their hands on this technology. Now, here's something that sounds like science fiction, but is absolutely real. NVIDIA's H100 GPUs are literally going to space. IEEE Spectrum is reporting on how these data center workhorses are being adapted for space-based computing. This is fascinating from a hardware perspective because space is basically the most hostile environment you can imagine for delicate silicon. We're talking about cosmic radiation that can flip bits in memory, temperature swings that would make your laptop cry, and the complete absence of atmosphere for cooling. The H100 wasn't designed for space originally. It's a data center chip that normally sits in climate-controlled environments with massive cooling systems. But the fact that it can be adapted for space missions tells you something about how robust modern GPU architecture has become. Think about the cooling challenge alone on Earth. These chips rely on fans and liquid cooling systems. In space, you can only radiate heat away, which is incredibly inefficient, so engineers have to completely rethink thermal management. What's driving this push to put AI compute in space? Well, imagine trying to control a Mars rover from Earth with a several-minute communication delay. If that rover encounters an unexpected situation, it needs to be able to think and respond locally. That's where edge AI becomes critical. And these space-hardened H100s could provide that capability. We're also seeing interest in space-based data processing for Earth observation satellites. Instead of beaming raw image data back to Earth, these satellites could process and analyze the data in orbit, only sending back the insights. This could revolutionize everything from climate monitoring to disaster response. The broader implication here is that AI compute is becoming so valuable that we're willing to engineer solutions for the most extreme environments imaginable. It's a testament to how central AI processing has become to our technological infrastructure. This next story is absolutely mind-blowing and gets to the heart of something I've been wondering about for years. NVIDIA is claiming that AI has cut a GPU design task that used to take 8 engineers 10 months down to an overnight job. Let me put this in perspective. Chip design is traditionally one of the most complex, time-consuming engineering challenges in existence. We're talking about arranging billions of transistors in the most efficient way possible, optimizing for performance, power consumption, and manufacturing constraints simultaneously. It's like trying to design the most efficient city layout, but your city has to fit on a piece of silicon smaller than your thumbnail, and every street has to be perfect, or the whole thing doesn't work. The fact that AI can now accelerate this process by orders of magnitude is revolutionary. But here's the key nuance. NVIDIA is very clear that they're still a long way from AI designing chips without human input. What we're seeing is AI as an incredibly powerful tool that can explore design spaces and optimize layouts much faster than humans. But humans are still needed to define the requirements, constraints, and overall architecture. Think of it like having a super intelligent assistant that can instantly try millions of different floor plan variations for your house, but you still need to tell it how many bedrooms you want and where the kitchen should go. This development has massive implications for the semiconductor industry. If design cycles can be shortened this dramatically, it means we could see faster innovation cycles and potentially lower development costs. But it also raises some interesting questions about the future of chip design engineers. Will their roles evolve to become more about high-level architecture and less about detailed implementation? What we're witnessing here is AI tools becoming sophisticated enough to help design the very hardware that runs AI. It's a fascinating feedback loop that could accelerate the pace of hardware innovation exponentially. Now let's talk about TSMC, the company that manufactures chips for basically everyone in the AI space. A new analysis is highlighting what they're calling TSMC's hidden weakness in their AI chip empire. And surprisingly, it's not about water, which many people assume is the biggest constraint for semiconductor manufacturing. TSMC is absolutely dominant in advanced chip manufacturing right now. They're making the most cutting-edge processors for Apple, NVIDIA, AMD, and basically every other major chip company. When it comes to the most advanced nodes like 3-nanometer and 4-nanometer processes, TSMC is really the only game in town for high-volume production. But this analysis is pointing to vulnerabilities that go beyond the obvious ones. Most people think about water usage because chip manufacturing requires incredibly pure water. We're talking about water that's cleaner than what you'd find in a hospital operating room. TSMC uses massive amounts of this ultra-pure water for cleaning wafers during the manufacturing process. But apparently, that's not the hidden weakness they're concerned about. Without being able to dive deeper into the specific analysis, what this highlights is how complex and fragile the global semiconductor supply chain really is. TSMC's dominance is both a blessing and a curse for the industry. On one hand, their advanced manufacturing capabilities have enabled the AI revolution by producing the chips that make modern AI possible. On the other hand, having so much of the world's advanced chip production concentrated in one company, in one region, creates systemic risk. Think about it this way. If something disrupted TSMC's operations for an extended period, it wouldn't just impact one company or one product line. It would ripple through the entire global technology ecosystem, from smartphones to data centers to autonomous vehicles. Almost everything depends on TSMC's manufacturing capabilities. This concentration risk is one of the reasons why governments around the world are investing heavily in domestic semiconductor manufacturing capabilities, even though it's incredibly expensive and technically challenging to replicate what TSMC has built. Finally, let's dive into some benchmark results that are absolutely staggering. NVIDIA's new Blackwell GB300 is showing a 24x performance improvement over their previous generation Hopper architecture in something called agentic AI workloads. Now, if you're not familiar with the term agentic AI, think of it as AI systems that can act autonomously to accomplish complex multi-step tasks. Instead of just answering a single question, these are AI agents that can plan, execute, and adapt their approach to solve problems over time. The benchmark they're using is called AI Agent Perf, and it measures how many active AI agents an inference deployment can support under realistic workloads. This is crucial because the future of AI isn't just about training larger models, it's about deploying thousands or millions of AI agents that can work on complex tasks simultaneously. A 20x performance improvement is absolutely massive in the chip world. To put this in perspective, typical generational improvements in GPUs are usually in the 20-50% range. When you see a 20x improvement, it usually means there's been a fundamental architectural breakthrough, specifically optimized for that workload. What's happening here is that NVIDIA has designed Blackwell specifically for the kinds of operations that agentic AI requires. These workloads are different from traditional AI training or even simple inference. They involve complex decision trees, memory management for maintaining context across multiple interactions, and the ability to rapidly switch between different types of processing. The GB300 NVL72 platform they're using for these benchmarks is essentially a supercomputer in a single system. We're talking about 72 Blackwell GPUs working together with ultra-high-speed interconnects. It's like having a small data center's worth of AI compute power in a single rack. What this means for the industry is that we're moving toward a future where AI agents can handle incredibly complex tasks at scale. Imagine having thousands of AI assistants that can each handle multi-hour research projects, writing tasks, or analysis work simultaneously. That's the kind of capability these benchmarks are measuring. And the performance gains we're seeing suggest this future is closer than many people realize. That's a wrap for today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. We've covered everything from international chip smuggling to space-bound GPUs and the incredible performance gains in next-gen AI hardware. The AI Hardware Show brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. If you enjoyed this deep dive into the silicon powering our AI future, Make sure to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who's curious about the hardware side of artificial intelligence. You'll find links to all the stories we discussed in the show notes, along with additional technical details. Until next time, keep watching the hardware space. It's where the real AI revolution is happening.